The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. You know, a lot of people are finding this show and they're like, oh, it's some type of criminal show, some type of... No, it's not. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome is a great show. It's actually won awards. And this show is a great little hybrid where we play some classic rock. Not so much today because we're doing Jazz Fest in celebration of that. The second week we're doing that. And of course, we talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. And a lot of people... You know, Stuart's funny because... When I'm trying to sell this thing and I'm telling people that I do all these podcasts and do like 18 shows and they're like, well, you know, could we do a show about, you know, lawyers and could we do that? And I always use you as an example. I was like, listen, man, if I can do a show about a spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa, I said, I think we can do a show just about everything. And then they listen to your show and they're like, what a great idea, man. You guys play music in there and you talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa, take some emails. I said, yeah, it's a great show, man. It's really good. So. Kudos to you for building that thing out. And, you know, listen,
kind of work.
A lot of people that start these things and you're in the same smack zone, man. You do four or five of them and most people are like, eh, it's not working. You got to keep after it, man. You got to keep doing it and it's got to grow. There's got to be some chemistry there. And next thing you know, you got something special and you've stuck it out and you deserve it. So you got it. So it's good
stuff. Oh, it's great doing it. It's a good time. And we get some great emails, you know. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those kind of develop over the years from basic, you know, how much is a massage to things I've never even heard of before.
Exactly. And we got several more of those that we'll get into today as well. So we got that going on. Let's talk about the most obvious, though, here as we record the show here on January 30th. We're 15 days away from Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day falls on a Friday?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Sure does. Wow. That's going to be a monster. That's going to be a monster just because, I mean, it's on a Friday date night. You get the whole weekend,
Weekend. Yep.
Oh, that's going to be killer. Tell people about your website and what they can expect to look different because Valentine's Day is coming up on Birmingham.woodhousespas.com.
Yep. So we have, we got some Valentine's special packages on there that you can purchase on a gift card or you can just book, you know, and come in and get the services. We've got, we've got our three couples massage rooms now because of the expansion. So we've got a lot of capacity this year that we didn't have last year. They are getting booked up already, believe it or not. And sent out an email the other day regarding that. If you wanted to book a couples massage to do it early because those rooms get, even though we have three, they're going to get booked up. So we've got, we've got bookies Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we do have availability as of today. So, make sure to get that. And then we always have our 6 for $5 deal, which is great. You can give that for Valentine's Day. That's you pay for 5 services, any service on the menu, and you're going to get 6. So you get a completely free service. And nice. They're all that you can gift them to people. You can use them whenever you want because they don't expire. So all kind of great, you know, options for Valentine's Day. And, of course, we'll do some special things that that weekend. We'll probably be giving out some chocolate covered strawberries and some roses and all kind of good stuff. So it's gonna be a fun time in the spot.
It's great. And I know, you know, I sit there and think, that's got to be one of your biggest days. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got Christmas. And then, well, wait a minute. We got Mother's Day. And then, you know,
Mother's Day.
And then Father's Day. So, I mean, there's so many great days. And of course, there's this one after another. Whoever made the calendar did a fantastic job because Mother's Day is right around the corner. And then, of course, you throw in the fact that you got springtime, you got weddings, you got bridal showers, you got all these things going on. It's just a perfect place to go. And it's just a perfect fit. We talked about, you know, the Woodhouse Day Spa is a great gift idea for anything. I mean, for mother-in-laws, for Mother's Day, for weddings, for first dates, for whatever you want to do. It's just perfect for everything. It's right in your price zone. So check it out at Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Hey, before we get into some emails, did you hear about this Justin Tucker story by chance?
Wait, remind me what it's about.
The Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens kicker. It's a relatively new story. You may not have heard this. Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, who's an all-pro, is just a hell of a kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are obviously no longer in the hunt for a Super Bowl. They got bounced this past weekend. Is in trouble for doing some strange things, let's put it that way, engaging in inappropriate behavior at 4 high-end spas and wellness centers in the Baltimore region.
Uh-oh.
In the Baltimore region, according to six massage therapists, including exposing himself, brushing two of them with his exposed thing there, leaving what they believe to be ejaculation on the massage table after three treatments. Several therapists said that Tucker's behavior was so egregious that they ended up his sessions early or refused to work on him again. And at two spas, management said they banned him from returning. This just makes me sick to my stomach because I'm like, if I ask a woman to dance and she says no, I don't ask her again. I'm not gonna be that creep. I'm not gonna be that guy that keeps hitting a woman over top of the head to get. So I don't want to do anything around someone that doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Particularly that. And then we talked about the Deshaun Watson situation, and that was like 20 yep. 30 different massage. Can you lend any information or not particularly on this case, but why people would even think that you could go to a high end spa like the Woodhouse Day Spa and something like that would happen? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't know if maybe somebody like that maybe thinks he's famous, has a lot of money, and maybe he thinks that he can pretty much do what he wants, which obviously is not the case, right? So that maybe that's part of it. I don't know, but we don't have that happen very often. And if the therapist does suspect it immediately, the protocol is just cancel it, just stop the appointment. But I don't understand that because you would think he's got enough money to do it. Why don't you just buy something? Go to the brothel or whatever way you don't have to worry about getting reported,
Well, it makes you think if there's six therapists, you know what that means? There's probably 30 others that are out that just haven't reported the thought, okay, this six, because some people probably say this six son of a bitch, I don't want to deal with it. And, but obviously he's pushed the envelope to the point where someone felt like they had to say something. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's a good looking guy. He's an NFL all pro, although he's a kicker, but I mean, he's got more money than he knows to do with. And I mean, that just boggles my mind to think that someone's so narcissistic and stuck up and egotistical. They feel like they could just get on there. And obviously, maybe somewhere it worked. I don't know, but I mean, he's doing it in the Birmingham. He's doing it in the Baltimore region too, where he's living. I don't know if he's married.
I need to play devil's advocate and just say that these are this allegedly happened. So, I've seen a lot of strange things happen in the industry that you would be shocked at. And sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not. But, with six of them, you would think unless they got together to try to do this themselves, that, it would be lean to be more believable, but, I'd like to see all the details on before I pass judgment, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Attorneys for Tucker have denied all allegations of inappropriate behavior, calling them speculative and impossible to prove. Who knows? It just seems a little strange when you get six different people. It's not one particular person, but you got six different people saying the same thing. It's just kind of, it doesn't do anything to paint a bad picture for your business, because you are one of the best businesses, if not the best, and you're above that line. And I'm sure there's places out there that, but we all know there's places in bad parts of town where if you want to go get happy endings or whatever like that, you could probably find it. But it's just I just hear a story about that when you see a rich and famous person doing something really stupid like that. And I think the same thing you do. It's like, why a rich person should never get a DUI. Call Uber. I know you like to drive and I like to drive a car once in a while too, but if I'm going to get sloshed, the last thing I want to do is get behind the wheel of a car. You're rich beyond your means.
I use Uber all the time. Yeah. Especially in New Orleans, but everywhere in my life I go, we call an Uber because it's just not, and you get dropped off right in front of the place.
There you go. Speaking of Uber, I imagine a lot of people are going to be probably using that to go from stage to stage, maybe for Jazz Fest. And Jazz Fest is coming up. You have a Jazz Fest 1 show that we did 2 weeks ago that you can go back and listen to. It is fantastic. Of course, it's artists that will be appearing at Jazz Fest. And I love this because I was looking through and I want people to listen to the entire show. So I'm not going to tell them the artist you chose. But when I start, I didn't realize some of these bands were still together. And I knew that Joan Jett was together because I know she did something with Def Leppard and another band, maybe it was Loverboy or something. They did some summer tour or something like that, but she is still hot. But she is your first group on our Jazz Fest Part 2 show. Give me the song from Joan Jett.
I saw her on the list and I realized that I don't think we've ever played Joan Jett on the show in all the years. So this is probably our first Joan Jett song, and it's going to be Hate Myself for Loving You.
Hate Myself for Loving You. I still love that. We play that song. We also play Do You Want to Touch, which I think is one of
that was the other one I was going to pick. I had to choose one of them.
She's got mosquito bites for boobies, but I tell you what, she puts it all out there in that video, and I love that. I love that. She's fantastic.
She looks like Elvira.
She does. She really does. She still gets after it. She does. All right. So all artists from Jazz Fest. Tell people a little bit about, and we've been doing, this is the third Jazz Fest I've done this show with you, I think. And every year I talk about going back down there, and you know, one of these days everything is just humming along and I don't have kids to worry about and stuff, I'm promising myself that I'm going to go down there and spend a weekend down there with you and have a good time. But just tell people about Jazz Fest, how long it's been going on, and some of the great acts you've had in the past, because it is an absolute monster.
Oh man, I think it's been going on at least over 30 years. And back in the day, I was too young. I wasn't too young to go to, but it wasn't really anything special to me. There was like one or two stages, and the tickets were like $10, and it was nothing compared to what it is now. It's unbelievable. Now it's international. As you see with the list, there's hundreds of acts. There's probably 30 different type of stages, from little local gospel tents to, you know, different jazz tents. And then you've got the huge stages where, you know, like Rolling Stones played last year. This year we've got Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, Lenny Kravitz, Santana. I'm missing one. Dave Matthews. You know, just a bunch. So it's grown to ridiculous proportions. And then, you know, probably 100+ food vendors out there, all local vendors pretty much. Gumbo to Po' Boys and just anything you can think of, New Orleans. And it's 2 weekends. It's always usually the last weekend in April and the first weekend of May, and usually starts on a Thursday. And the Thursdays are kind of considered like more local days because a lot of people don't come in town till Thursday.
So
the 2 weekends, and they split up. So every week, you know, both weekends have big names. They don't just cram them all into the second weekend. So you really, if you want to see everybody, you got to come both weekends, which a lot of people do. Especially, well, locals go 2 weekends, but we have people that come from out of town that stay the entire time. And it's just a great time. And even if the weather's bad, it's out in the fairgrounds racetrack. So if the weather's sloppy, you got the horse racetrack that slops up, and people wear mud boots and you know, down in New Orleans, wear shrimp boots, you know, when you're walking around that kind of thing. So it's a great time. And if you haven't done it, even if you're from out of town, I highly recommend doing that. Well, like over Mardi Gras, I recommend coming in for Jazz Fest.
Yeah, and I would think too, we had, of course, the tragedy there on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day too. And I think a lot of people will always remember that, never forget that. And this just makes it even more special for people to get together and just rise up and make that just a really special event, because it is just a very, very special place. And until you go, for people at bucket list places, I mean, before Hawaii, before Yosemite, before any of those things, you got to go to New Orleans. I mean, it's just you just got to feel it. You'll just sense it once you walk in and hit those streets down there. It's just fantastic. It's a lot of fun.
When you think about it, we just had 10 inches of snow, right? And now,
unbelievable,
a couple weeks we have the Super Bowl coming up, and then after that we have Jazz Fest for 2 weekends, and then we have French Quarter Fest, and it's just amazing that goes on there.
What's the temperature? You're back in Birmingham. It's 72 here today. What was it down in New Orleans? It's got to be close to that, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to warm up. I think we're supposed to hit 80 maybe one of these days this week or this weekend.
That's insane.
So
the pictures showed me of your backyard were fantastic. It's like that. It was crazy, man. Go ahead.
It's incredible.
Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Judy in Birmingham just had knee replacement surgery. And she said she has not talked to her doctor yet, but she wants to know when's the soonest she can come in to have a massage done, I guess, on her knees or on her full body, but part of her knees. It's amazing because I just had a fusion between 4 and 5, my spinal cord. Then I had reconstructive surgery on my right arm for a torn rotator cuff. And unless you've had surgery like in the last 4 or 5 years, it has changed so much Just in the last 5 or 10 years, man, because I mean, you used to have to go through 6 or 7 months of PT and all these different things. You couldn't touch it. I didn't have a bandage on my right arm 12 hours after I got out. And I wasn't supposed to drive for a week, but I was driving 3 hours after I had my operation on my neck. I mean, I just, you know,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. But she mentioned the most important thing is she hadn't checked with the doctor yet. So we always recommend that first. But like you said, I mean, usually it's really quick. Probably a couple of days. I mean, we do want to know about it, especially if there's any soreness or what have you. But if she feels great, if there's no soreness in the knee and no soreness in those areas, there's no reason why she shouldn't be able to come in and get that service.
There you go. Bobby up in Cincinnati, Ohio, said, listen to the week. What's the show? He said, hey, Tone, I know exactly who Bobby is. I went to school with Bobby. Hey, Bobby, glad you're listening here to Winter Rome with Stuart Rome. Said he went to a spa in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago and was having some major pain on his back, in the middle of his back. And he said the massage therapist told him that he had a bad case of shingles. Have you ever had that happen before? I know that shingles are in all of us. I've known several people that have had shingles. I know they're extremely painful. I also know there's a vaccination for them. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yeah, I've never heard of a massage therapist catching that, but I guess maybe they could. I don't know what the signs of that are because I haven't heard it in my spa, but I know that they're extremely painful apparently. And if you're over, I guess it's 50, you need to get, and I have it, you have to get it's two shots. It's one shot, and then about, I want to say it's either 3 or 6 months later, you get a second shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's all, you know, no more. You're vaccinated for life. So if you're over 50, definitely go in. You can get them. You can go to any drugstore like Walgreens, any of those places. They'll do shingle shots. And it's well worth it because I just hear that it's just miserable and it's painful. And like you said, we all have it.
Yeah,
I think it's related to if you've had chicken pox or something, then you could have it in your system. And so definitely go get that shingle shot. Probably more important than getting the COVID shot. Yeah.
All right. We read all emails here and we get some emails that first timers is a first time email. And I'll have to ask you a question, but I want to hear a song first. But first of all, have you ever been to a spa where you're beaten?
Where I'm what?
Where you're beaten, where someone beat you. Because I've got a story for you here from Tim in Newport, and I had to look it up, and I did my research, and it's true. And it's actually it's actually in the United States. We'll get into it here after your next song.
It's probably really expensive to get beaten.
No doubt. I can do that at home with my ex-wife. Give me your second song here for Jazz Fest 2, man.
Yeah, we go with the little Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way?
Are you going my way from Lenny Kravitz, man? He can still get after it on stage. I haven't seen him play probably about 10 or 15 years. The first album, what was it? Let Love Rule, I think was one of his first albums. It's just, I mean, if you want to go back and listen to his old stuff, and it is fantastic. When he plays it on stage, it is just, oh, man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He gets to have it, and the ladies kind of like that guy, too. All right, Tim in Newport said, have you ever heard of a spa where you get beaten? He said, please look up Bear and Birch in Freehold, New Jersey. It's one of most New Jersey's most authentic Russian spas. It has offered an ideal escape from the frost since 2012. It's certainly different from most retreats in the state. The owner used to live in Moscow. He used to go to the Banya every Thursday night to steam up and sit down and have a meal afterwards. But because it's authentic and it's an authentic Russian spa experience, you need to try the Russian parka treatment. It's a therapeutic practice in which guests are gently struck with oak branches in the sauna for about 20 minutes, an old Russian tradition that is said to improve digestion, breathing, and circulation. And evidently, I'm reading the story by someone. They said, I booked an appointment online the day before my visit, was told to bring a bathing suit, and did it, and actually enjoyed the whipping. it's called the Bear and Birch. Maybe something the Woodhouse Day Spa can employ.
I mean, if it makes money, I'll look into it, but it kind of sounds like a non-leather version of S&M.
Yeah, yeah, it does. I mean, I again, being gently struck by a tree branch. Now, we used to call, my dad, we used to call it a switch, right? A lot of people don't know what switches are. Switches are tree branches. And so
the brothers back in the day when I went to Christian Brothers grade school, they had them too.
Oh, yeah. And you know, your dad would say, first he'd go for the belt and he'd say, you know, go out and give me a switch. And people didn't know what a switch was. And I knew what a switch was. And my dad never got me with one. He just reached for the belt. And, you know, even if he was going to the bathroom, I would just start shaking because I saw what he did to my other brother. But I never got whooped. I was a good boy. I was the baby in a family. But yeah, he actually go out there and go get me a switch, and you go out there and you'd have to pull a tree limb off one of the apple trees, and he'd come in here and he'd gently smack you with it. But it was not like a spa retreat. It was not that type of situation.
I can imagine.
It's
amazing. You didn't have to pay for that one.
No, it's amazing what people are willing to pay for. Hey, let me ask you this. Have you ever been asked in your years of working and owning spas about a treatment that you have never heard of, or if someone's asked you to do something that you guys have never done before, or you won't do?
I have actually. And I believe it was when I owned New Orleans Spa when I first heard about it, but I can't explain exactly what it is. I don't want to explain exactly what it is, but it's something called a yoni massage.
A yoni massage?
Yeah, I think it's Y-O-N-I or something like that. Yeah. So you just have to look that one up yourself.
Well, I'm looking it up right now because, you know, and I certainly... it's a tantric full body massage. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. probably do not want to stay on that site too long. My safe search is off, so I'm getting off that site. Do not hit images, please. No, but I mean, I guess if you're looking for that kind of thing, and that's what you're into, then I'm certainly sure that you could find it somewhere.
No, we did get a call, and they said, somebody called about this certain massage. I was like, I've never heard of it before. And then I looked it up and was like, now I don't think we can offer that.
Yeah, that's a legit thing, and you probably won't want to do that. All right, we got three more songs to get into. I've never seen this next band live. I need to, though. Better Than Ezra, man. I've heard so much great stuff about their music. You a big fan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're Louisiana born, you know, raised, everything. I think they started Baton Rouge and then New Orleans and been around for years. Yeah. I always play a Baptist blues down there. They usually play two nights right after Christmas. They always play at Jazz Fest. Usually they'll play a couple of shows besides Jazz Fest around town. Really good. Highly recommend it. And of course, I'm going to, the song that I chose is King of New Orleans. How they sing it is King of New Orleans.
King of New Orleans. I like it. Here's Better Than Ezra. Celebrating a Jazz Fest week number two. If you like this music, man, go back and listen to our show. Listen to all of our shows. They're available wherever you get your favorite podcasts, on Spotify as well, because we got the music. And of course, you can hear all the shows with the music right here on TKR. That's the best place to hear it because you can hear it for the first time runs. Wherever you get your favorite podcast. 2 weeks ago, we did, of course, Jazz Fest week number one, where you got a bunch of artists as well. So far, Joan Jett, Lenny Kravitz, Better Than Ezra, and you will be pleasantly surprised by the last artist that Stuart Rome has picked as well. Let's go back to phones and go back to our emails here. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Teddy in Birmingham wants to know, and we've had this question, but it's been a while. Please ask Stuart, what is cupping and how does it work? Can you give us some details? I know we usually get that question a lot around Olympics. We did that last time when we did the Winter Summer Olympics, and people get those big suction cup looking things on their arms. They're perfectly round circles. What exactly is cupping and does it work?
So apparently it does. I mean, it supposedly improves circulation, gets the blood flowing in those areas, and opens up the vessels so that, you know, it's suction. Basically, it's these little plastic cups that that's why you see the marks on the bodies of the swimmers, because mm-hmm. it's basically a suction cup. You know, when you put a suction cup on a window and you pull it off and see the little round, it's the same thing, but supposedly it opens up, helps the blood flow. There are actually, I think there are a few wood houses that do that. Something that we haven't really done because we didn't have a whole lot of requests for it. Mm-hmm. But I think it probably does work, because I don't think people would continue to do it if it didn't.
Okay. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. And pardon me, I'm kind of reading through some of these, and some of these are really, really long. Barbara in Birmingham was asking about a sleep spa. And again, I should have read this first. Anyway, she just got back from Switzerland and went to a place called Chanel Palace Weggis, W-E-G-G-I-S. And it's a sleep spa. You go in, and it's actually for people that have a difficult time sleeping. So while you actually get a spa, this sounds like it'd be like a weekend retreat kind of thing. And they actually teach you how to sleep with a smart thermostat, bed sheets coated with infrared immediate minerals, and temperature-regulating pajamas. All kinds of different things to actually help people sleep. That, you know, and we've got a major issue in this country.
I could use that for sure.
I know. Well, I just went back. I just had my yearly checkup, and I was telling my doctor that I was having a hard time sleeping throughout the night. One of the reasons is because I got prostate issues, and I go, 3 hours and I'm wide awake, and I go pee, and then I have to go back to sleep, and I'm tired. And he's like, well, first of all, you need to go see a urologist, and I've done that. It's not worked. I need to go back. So he put me on Lunesta. And again, most sleep medicines, it takes about a week to kind of get used to it, because at first it wasn't working. And now I'm finding myself really lethargic during the day. But all you got to do is turn the TV on, man. We've got so many commercials on for CPAP machines, for sleeping drugs. I know that people, I've heard the horror stories about Ambien. I was on it for a while, and you just walk around the entire weekend naked and don't remember things. It gives you funky dreams. It's really, really wild. You'll sleep on it, and it kind of makes you do some strange things. And then, the next commercial, you'll see an energy drink. We're sitting there popping energy. We're sitting here popping energy drinks because we're too damn tired, and then we want to sleep. We can't sleep, and then we're taking drugs for sleep. How big of a problem is it in this country is sleep? And do they have it the same problem in other parts of the world?
It's huge. And I think they probably have it every part of the world, unless you got some island that you're completely relaxed and nobody, you don't have any TVs, you don't have any cell phones or anything else access. Yeah. But, I've always had a little bit of difficulty. I have tried a couple of different sleep medications, and I hated them, and certainly didn't want to get addicted to them. They just did not make me feel good, and I'm not really sure they even helped me sleep. So I've always tried different things like she just mentioned with the climate control and the different types of sheets that the breathable comforters, and I sleep hot, so mattresses that help you sleep cold, cooler.
Yeah.
And I found some things that work and some that don't over the years. And if you don't get enough sleep, it's huge as far as stress and anxiety and just your well-being all throughout the day, because you don't get enough sleep at night, you're gonna be tired during the day.
It's let me tell you something, it's a monster, and it has everything to do with your health. Sleep does. I mean, if you're not getting your 6 to 8 hours, I know a lot of people like to think it's great to get 3 or 4 hours of sleep and work 20 hours a day, I don't need sleep, blah 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 blah. I'm telling your body, if it's not getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep, everything else just does not fall into place. And it's just super, super, because it has to do not only with your mental health, but it has to do with your diet. It has to do with everything. Yeah. It's just really, really important. And, if you're tired during the day and you're wide awake at night, you need to change the things up. But there are a lot of it's just discipline. And a lot of people just need to be told, hey, listen, first of all, stop looking at your phone before you go to bed. Second of all, make sure your bedroom's really, really comfortable. Make sure it is between 66 and 68 degrees. These are just little clues that any doctor will tell you. I'm just sharing this with you because I've had sleep studies. I know a lot of people. The other thing is, 30% of us are morbidly obese. And of course, with obesity comes sleep apnea and all kinds of different sleep issues because of the extra fat and around your neck area. So there's all kinds of different things. But man, if we just sleep better, you're going to spend a third of your life. I think that's the other thing too, is a lot of people, and there's so many different types of beds, the markup on beds, but people don't realize, man, they will not spend like $1,200 or $1,300 on a good bed, but they'll spend $1,200 on a couch. And I'm like, dude, you're spending a third of your life in your bed. That's where you need to spend the money. Go get the finest bed you can find, because you're going to be spending a third of your life there. And it's really important that you do that. So,
I'll tell you a quick story that would make you really jealous, and then I'll load up two songs because I know we'll run out of time. You mentioned your prostate, of course, and you had to wake up every 3 hours, and then you came back to sleep. Well, I did. I always had that same issue. I mean, I hated to fly, because if I had one beer, it's like three times I got to get up to it. So I went to urologist and they tried this thing called a UroLift originally, which is, you know, it's kind of, they pulled the, I had an enlarged prostate, first of all, and that was causing all the issues. And it didn't really hold. It was like a better, not a better version, but it was a less intrusive, I guess, version of actually getting part of the prostate cut out.
Yeah.
So it went back and they saw that, yeah, and I kind of squeezed itself back in, and they did the right surgery, you know, by cutting out the big portion. And Tony, I can probably sleep for 10 hours, if I can sleep for 10 hours without getting up to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
My friends are so pissed at me. They're like, we go to Destin on that annual guys trip, and he's like, one of my friends says, he's like, man, I got up like four times and he's snoring the whole night. I'm so pissed off. I said, well, you have to go see the urologist. You know, there's something for that. And it's, I could fly for 3-4 hours, not to worry about it. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We're actually doing a show with Urology Centers of Alabama. We're starting that in April. It's going to be one of my new shows. It's a show I've been working on for 3 years. I can't wait to get him on. It's going to be fun. Dr. Brian Christine's a good friend of mine. He's a master in forward progress through Peyronie's and all these different surgeries and stuff. He works out of Atlanta as well. But yeah, I got on the Flomax or whatever it was. It didn't work. And then he gave me another medication that was supposed to take 3. What he wanted to do is he wanted to stick some type of something up, you know, my hole and look to see what the problem. And I was like, man, I'd really rather not do that. And he's like, I'm not, it doesn't hurt. And I took more medication and obviously did not work, because I was emptying my bladder. So that was not the problem. And I just figured, you know, I was chalking it up to old age, but that's not good, because sometimes you got to pee. And I mean, I'd be standing there and it'd be like having stage fright. I mean, I couldn't pee. I wanted to pee and I could not, and I knew I had to go. But he told me about my other doctor, my regular practitioner was telling me about some surgery that you can have. Maybe that's a surgery that you're talking about. And he said, man, you'll be able to put fires out with it. He said, it's amazing. Exactly. He said, I mean, it'll just, and he goes, you'll pee like in 5 seconds. It all comes out. You don't have to pee again forever. So maybe that's what he's talking about.
And they are going to have to do the camera thing. And I can tell you, it doesn't hurt. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. But it's so worth it that you definitely have to do it.
All right, I'm going to do it. All right, two more songs here as we celebrate Jazz Fest 2. Fantastic a show. We'll do it again next week. But give me your final two bands and we'll take it to the house. What you got?
Yeah, we got two great ones. The last one's just amazing. Mm-hmm. The Fabulous Thunderbirds first, Wrap It Up. And then, of course, the famous Morris Day and the Time, Jungle Love.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.